Today's gospel is full. It is full, deep, and complex. There are 100 places you might find yourself if you look at yourself and see where you might be. You could see yourself in Peter, denying that which we love most out of safety or out of convenience. You could be the guards awed over and over at Jesus' placid demeanor and at his regal stature. You could be a little further into the story. You could be Joseph of Arimathea or Nicodemus rushing in to a terrible crisis to help. You could be any of these characters and more, but all of them dance around this central question, crucial to today. Why? Why? Why crucify him? Jesus was a good guy, a very, very good guy, a miraculous healer of sick people, someone who could transform people's lives with a touch. He was a supposed king riding in to right the wrongs, to restore justice. He was supposed to fix everything that was wrong. John's gospel, which we read from today, you might remember, begins, "In the beginning was the Word." And after a little bit, John has this wonderful phrase. He calls Jesus the light, and he says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it." But today, at the foot of the cross, John seems wrong. John seems wrong because it seems like today, this great and mighty person, someone who any of us would follow day by day in our lives, is put to death. The darkness wins, it seems, and it agonizes us. It agonizes us, this winning darkness, because we don't just see this story on the hill in Golgotha 2,000 years ago. We see it in our lives every day. Whether it's the scandal in Bell or the Boston Marathon, whether it's the boat off the shore of Korea or the bus liner up the valley near Reading. Any of those and more are examples in our lives that we can pull on that make us think sometimes that darkness wins and that doesn't seem right. There is something essentially broken about that. So that's where we sit today, in the midst of a world so broken that even when God himself came to us, showing his true self and showing us our true selves, somehow we decided to put him on a cross to try to destroy that glory, that wonder, and that beauty. I would offer, though, if you sit with it, that is, while terrible, somehow a gift as well. Everything that has ever gone wrong in this world, all the suffering and the brokenness, the wounded hearts, the broken bodies, the terrible and evil things that have been done in the world, God came into the world as Jesus to experience it, to know it. Out of his great, great love, he wanted to know each and every one of our lives and would not avoid even the worst of the worst things. There is nowhere, because of the cross, that God would not be in our lives. So on Good Friday, strangely, weirdly, the gift is exactly that. Every bad day that you have ever had, God is with you in the midst of, suffering with you out of his love through the cross. That would be enough, too. It would be enough to know that God had experienced the worst that the world had to offer and could walk with us in the midst of that. That would be wonderful, knowing that God had suffered at the hands of our broken creation and at the hands of our very broken choices. But there's more. And without giving it away, all I can say is that the darkness might seem to be winning right now, but this is the middle, not the seeming